On the other side of town here, what should we know about Keenan Walker, the first pick that the White Sox had?
I really like this pick for the White Sox. You know, the White Sox for a long time were one of the more conservative drafting teams, and it got to the point where Kenny really kind of shuffled things up in the scouting department and really gave him an edict and said, quit drafting boring baseball players. You know, quit drafting the Lance Broadway and Kyle McCulloch of the world where you say to yourself, boy, this kid could get to the big leagues, but when he gets there, you end up with a number four, a five starter, a middle reliever because the guy has no upside. This kid the White Sox drafted, is there risk there? Sure. He could completely flounder in the minors and we'll never hear from him again. But he's also got crazy upside. I mean, this is the kind of guy where, you know, I mean, when the Central Arizona Junior College bus showed up and he got off the bus, you went, yeah, I'll take that kid. He looks pretty good. I mean, this is an athletic outfielder with power, with speed. Made a lot of progress this year. He was always seen as a very raw product guy with a ton of swing and miss in his game. But when he hit a ball, it went a pretty long way. Good center fielder. And it stopped swinging and missing so much this year. So it made a whole heck of a lot more contact, made good progress defensively with his instincts and his routes. There's a chance that this guy could be a steal at 47, but there is risk just because of how kind of behind the curve he is, where he's a little behind most players his age as far as how refined he is. So it's going to take some patience, but the potential reward is there. And, you know, I applaud the White Sox for taking guys like this because for so long, they had some of the most boring drafts in baseball. They've definitely changed their whole philosophy.